Yeah, we've been talking with you and Donald. I might want to do one of each. I was thinking maybe get a 4550 and put that in the mobile, and then get something for home, and then it's kind of silly, Tom. But yeah, a lot of the major points that I would like to get the 5550 is simply just because of the color display. And I know that's not really much with how the radio operates as far as, anything technical or, as far as what it transmits, et cetera, operation, but just kind of a little bit of the luxury. I say I paid a place on eBay, and it seemed to be pretty reputable. It was here in the States, too, selling, I think they have about 10 of them, 10 of the 5550s, and had good descriptions, and I think they were in very good, aesthetic shape for $300, but I figured, I'm gonna hold off right now. But I know I may go back and pick one up here. Just like I say, there's some other things I'd like to get radio wise, so I've got to kind of get my priorities, what I want to spend the money on first. But I was talking with another Brad, and he told me about another one. I've got the model number now here, or the Baker. Might have been Radio Oddity, but it was I was talking about getting, something with 220 megahertz, and he said, well, take a look at this one here. It's basically a tri-band, 2 meter, 220, and 440 with DMR. And I think it was a Radio Oddity manufacturer. I'll have to go back and take a look at the link. But I looked at the cost, and it was $500. I'm like, wow. I'll have to think about that one now a little bit.